Yo,
how about it?
How about time for recording now?
We're recording.
It's actually recording, yeah.
All right.
Well, shit. Hey, welcome to the damn podcast. It was Cousin Mason, I guess.
Well, what we're gonna be talking about? Rum nut. What is
my nut? Cut off.
You know what?
My end just cut off for a second. I'm back.
All right. What are we gonna talk about?
What are we gonna talk about?
Yeah, this is your podcast. I'm just in it.
Okay, about damn. Okay, American I win. What the hell are we gonna talk about that?
I don't know, man.
Fucking people talking about World War III like it's gonna happen. They ain't fucking stupid enough for that shit.
World War III. I believe if Iran come over to the U.S., there's some bullshit when they're trying to blow like 9/11, we'd go into war. But just goofy shit like it's been on. I mean, come on now. We're the fucking United States. We have the best army in the world.
The biggest. If you want to include all the millions of gun owners.
Yes. Why in the motherfucking hell would you want to take guns away from the people?
Just fucking stupid.
Like, this makes no sense.
Oh, and you hear about, was it yesterday, the 20th? Yeah, day's 24th. In Virginia, you hear about all that going down? Well, have you heard about it?
What about
the big-ass protest they had going on for a Second Amendment rights? Of all the protests I've seen, that had to be the best one. A motherfucker had a barrack. It's a big-ass waffle that dude had.
You're breaking up, bub. But I hear you.
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm back.
Oh, no. This is fucking bullshit. These fucking... They just don't know what the hell they're talking about, do they?
Nope. Wait, well, oh, yes. I love watching videos of that shit. This gun can expel a 30 caliber clip in 0.1 seconds. Wait, what? Somebody brought a guillotine. I agree with that. You know what should have happened, though? You know what should have actually happened?
What's up?
Killdozer 2.0.
You damn right.
Damn straight. I don't know how 30 minutes.
Huh?
I don't know how I plan on getting these to 20 minutes. We're not even at 5.
And we just got to talk about fucking.
Man, fucking it. I ain't got no experience, so I can't talk about fucking.
Do what?
I said I ain't got no experience, so I can't talk about fucking.
Hey, you just got to give me some dick, man. That's all I gotta say, man.
Okay, before we go any further, let me lay down some rules in this. Do not be racist.
Do not be racist. Check, I'm not.
The only rules I got. Can't think of nothing else.
Another rule. Don't be gay.
Don't. Fuck, you shouldn't have said that. Don't be homosexual.
Don't be
queer.
Don't be a homophobe.
Okay, at this point, I don't think I'm getting monetized. If you said fuck like 15 times already. So fuck it. Don't be racist. That's the only rule here. Don't be queer. If you're gonna be queer, you can't be here.
And don't talk about people. Unless they're from fucking Iran.
Yeah. That one dude, the dude they shot with the drone, he looked like Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah. And I got another damn thing to say. We are the only motherfucking people that can go into the motherfucking place, kill the motherfucking terrorist in that motherfucker's fucking little
bunker.
He's fucking Pop-Tarts and grape juice and shit. Fucking trying to survive on fucking Pop-Tarts and grape juice. Just think about this. You're down there in a fucking bunker. Who else can send two to kill the most dangerous terrorist in the whole world?
I'm talking about a different person.
I know, but I'm talking about a terrorist. Yeah, I'm talking about a terrorist. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. They sent more than two people in there, though.
Well, I'm talking about two people killed that motherfucker.
Sure, okay.
Whatever.
I'm talking about Iranian Mr. Bean, but that they took out with an airstrike.
I'm talking about Bin Laden.
I'm talking about Bin Laden. You had me confused.
But you gotta think. We're the only damn country that can send people there and kill the most dangerous terrorist in the whole entire fucking world.
Yeah.
You wanna know why?
Because we got the ball.
We're goddamn mutes of America.
Damn strike, son. Ski-yi.
Scoop.
And another thing. The Ridgeline is not a pickup truck.
Do what?
And another thing. A Honda Ridgeline is not a truck.
It's a truck.
Looks badass.
They should make them fucking with remotes. I mean, come on now.
Fuck the trucks. Fuck the electric motors. I'm just gonna come and swap that bitch.
Swap everything, you know. Come on now.
LS swap that motherfucker.
Put your Allison's transmission in it.
Oh yeah, son.
We talking about business here, bro.
Throw a straight up Detroit diesel semi motor in it.
Yes, sir.
Nah, Caterpillar.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
With some juice now, but.
Yeah, forget. Are they still making those Tesla semi trucks? I think I heard about it. Fully electric semis that can go like 0 to 60, like unloaded, like pretty fucking quick.
This is a badass fucking truck, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what you need to come and swap. Does it go fast? Yes. Does it get the job done? Yes. Does it roll coal? Hell yes. What else do we need to talk about? Okay, tobacco. They're changing tobacco.
Let's get on tobacco. I mean, come on. Yeah. What's the deal with the 21? I mean, you got to think. People 18 years old, they already, say somebody's 19 years old. They could be dipping, all right? Say they're dipping. They already have a nicotine addiction, right? They change it to 21. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, they're going to be like, still, you know either way, people's underage and still getting that shit. It don't matter.
Yeah, so, I mean, it really don't. It really,
they can say,
thing doesn't even matter. I mean, I wish it was like back in the day when our parents were, you could just send them up to the store, get your parents some beer, You're just fucking 13 years old. Drive your parents' truck to the store, and just get them beer, cigarettes, whatever they wanted. But now
we didn't live in them days. I wish we did.
It just
yeah, me too. They had truck sexual. They had women sexual. Okay, I ain't gonna lie. Booty shorts fucking sexy nowadays, but
man.
And I think the OK Boomer memes kind of got old. The OK Boomer meme?
The what?
Things got pretty old. Okay Boomer. Because it gets overused. Like most memes, it gets overused and you just get tired of it.
Instead of OK Boomer, we need to just start putting, I don't think so.
I don't think so, Scoodle. You know they call him? You know they call him? Tater salad.
And they call that son Tater Tut.
That's one of my favorite fucking people.
Ron White and Rodney Carrington is one of the best, two of the best comedians in the industry. Like,
national
in
treasure. My opinion,
just, they're just
yeah,
good. They're funny. I mean, if you live in the country, and you was raised right. In my opinion, this is my opinion now. You should know who these people are.
Yada, yeah.
I mean, they're just funny.
If you got a good sense of humor, if you got a messed up sense of humor, you should know who these people are.
Exactly. I mean, everybody in the world got a good sense of humor. Not everybody in the world. I mean, country people, they
have a
sense of humor. I mean, if you was raised in the country, you was raised right.
If you was raised any time before 2006, 7, you was raised right.
Yeah. And if you was raised in the country.
Technology is changing, too. Technology changing. Making AI robot you can fuck for some reason. Because, yeah, I don't have sex with a robot for some reason. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Who makes... Is people really that lonely, do you think? They can't...
I mean, they can't just...
Come on now.
You know how much money you have to
take? God gave you hands for free.
You can buy a hooker for less than that.
Exactly. I mean, well, that's what hookers are put
exactly
on
the and back in the day, you can never, like, talk on the phone to people far distances. I don't really do that because we're literally, like, a couple hundred yards from each other in two different houses.
Yeah.
But you talk to people a couple miles away, thousands of miles away. I don't know why you do that, but you can.
I know. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, especially with all these electric cars. That's whack. How you can figure out a whole drivetrain to drive on just electricity.
Yeah.
That's whack.
And like, in matter, like, our hometown has a Tesla charging.
Yeah, one of the smallest towns around has one. It ain't one small, but it's a pretty small town. It is also on the next to I-16, but still.
I mean, you got to think, if I-16 wasn't right there, matter wouldn't Nobody would ever know about matter.
Yeah. Hell, nobody would be in A-line either.
Nobody would know about A-line. A-line probably wouldn't even be there.
A-line was built before.
The only reason people know about A-line is because of the world.
Yeah, but here's the thing. A-line was built before I-16. And you know why all the cities around here are 6 miles, exactly just about 6 miles apart, yeah?
The what?
You know why all the towns around here is exactly 6 miles apart, yeah?
Yeah.
It's trains.
Exactly.
You had to get water and cold and all that.
You know where 47 used to be? You know where 47 is?
I think.
Right here in front of our house. 47, god dang it. Is it
57?
Yeah, 57.
I wasn't sure what you was talking about. I thought you were talking about 46. Like, what?
Yeah, 57. That used to be a... That's why down there at Tim and Tammy's, though. That's why the hill had to dig it out for the train.
Yeah. Like, it's whack how everything just came to be. Like back in the whenever they had the trains running everywhere for the highways, you would have never expected big old truck powered by batteries, people just shooting people with drones, yeah, talking like, to people 100 yards away.
Exactly. Like, you got to think, back in the early 1900s, in the late 1800s, I mean, people just used trains and horses to transport. Poor and go places.
Yeah. Now we got cars, trucks, semis, boats, planes, trains,
we got cars,
automobiles. And trains was pretty popular up until the 80s, 70s, 60s. I don't think that's correct, but I think it is. No, they was using the hell out of diesel trains in the early 80s. No, they still do.
Trains have went out of style.
Like that's one of my favorite things. Trains. Just neat. But you don't ever see them.
Is that?
Like, you'll see them every so often, yeah. Not that often, though. I mean, well, hell, back in my old childhood, every time you go across train track, you'd see one usually.
Yeah.
That was 16 something years ago. Less than that. Now, you go across train track, look, no train. And hell, you'll never hear trains. The only thing you hear is train horns, and you don't even know it's a train. It's usually a semi.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of how stuff has come, guns. Black powder used to be real big. Now you know how much a muzzleloader cost? A good bit. I'll use this quick burning gunpowder. Burns up fast as hell and hot as hell.
Yeah.
Well, they thought back in 2020, back in the 1950s, by now we'd have flying cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Look what we got now. A truck powered by batteries. Got neatest things we got. The only flying car we got is the one they sent to space. That was long. That was a while back. Was that last year? Or was that 18? I've been 17. Jesus. I know that. Time's just flying by.
You gotta think, when was the first touchscreen phone? I mean, you think about this. iPhone was made in like 2000, let's just say 2007. Which one?
Dude, BlackBerry used.
Do what?
BlackBerry used to be the flex. They used to be the flex on iPhones.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about that.
BlackBerry has went out of style. I used to.
When
I used to,
last time I've seen a BlackBerry phone?
With the little circle thing? Shoot.
Hell, it's been years since I've actually seen a BlackBerry anywhere. Because iPhones are like the biggest flex you can get. I've never had one, but.
Oh.
Keep going.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said that. I mean, people just crazy these days.
Yeah. Well, since we're speaking on the topic of stuff changing, you know what I bought out the other night?
What's up?
My old PlayStation 2. It's been years since I played that. I got the PlayStation 4 now. But this old PlayStation 2, ooh, bring back some memories.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find me some games for it that I used to have. Like, get mostly San Andreas.
Andreas is the best.
Because I was young. Because I really want to play the actual story because I never played it because I was young.
About time for you to go to bed. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's actually 10 o'clock.
You
gotta get up early in the morning.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. That's not my that part of the podcast.
Huh?
I said that's not my that part of the podcast right there. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna keep these like 25 minutes or so. We still got a couple more minutes to talk. What the hell you want to talk about?
I don't know, it's up to you, man. It's up to you.
Okay. Well, dadgum, you hear about news all dadgum. I don't know what's been happening in the news lately. Other than what we've talked about.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I got some. These trucks with the heated tailgates. You hear about them?
I didn't hear about them.
Heated tailgates. That's for two things. Your truck gets broke down or stuck, and you got to sit in the cold. Or if you want a tailgate and a rental.
Hmm.
Either one. I don't know. I'm just guessing. That's why they made those.
Or you come, just want to make the babies on your tailgate.
That too, yeah. Come stock on all Fords, but you wouldn't make babies on a Ford.
Yeah,
but
you make babies on a Ford, they're gay. Your baby.
Yeah. Don't place your babies going in a dude's bowl. So you can't be power stroking. You can't be stroking it. You can't be coming. You got to take it to the max.
Yeah. You can't just stroke. You got to take her to the max with Allison.
Yeah. And you know who I'm looking at saying that?
What?
Because I know he's going to watch this. Chris Beasley. I dedicate this to Chris Beasley. You can't be stroking. Because you got to take it to the max. And that looks to be the end of our episode. Say bye, Mason.
See y'all later, guys. Stay tuned.
And I'll see y'all, too.
To another episode.
Bitches. See you, Mason.